KO4BYU is monitoring on Echolink.
JN4RJN, I can hear you.
KO4BYU, I didn't catch that call sign. Could you give it again, please, sir?
This is KN4RJN. Name's John. I'm an Inman.
All right, John, this is Joel. I'm down here in Gray Court, KO4BYU.
Roger, Jim. I just popped up on Echolink so I could see you. Okay. KO4BYU. And where are you at, sir?
I'm down here in Gray Court, South Carolina. I tried to get a rig set up and get an antenna set up and all that good stuff so that I could broadcast over the air and get with some people and get on the net and talk and stuff like that, and I just have not been able to get out. I have to drive all the way up to Malden before I can start hitting the repeater. So I saw this about Echolink. I said, well, I'll give this a try and see how it works, and it looks like it's working pretty good so far.
Usually there's a little bit of a delay. I've turned speakers down on my computer. I'm talking to you on the air, but I'm watching the screen. If I have both of them going, there's a delay between words of about 3-4 seconds. It throws you off. But yeah, you're coming in good. We got a net here rolling in about 40 minutes here at 9 o'clock on this repeater. If you want to hang around.
Roger, John. I had occasionally at work, I work second shift over at GE and off of Garlington Road and Chrome Drive over there, and I would sneak outside sometimes at 9 o'clock, and I could manage to get it with my little walkie-talkie thingy and manage to get on the net. But I'm liking this. I'm going to be able to get on the net tonight, looks like, and announce me as being here and listening in, so looking forward to that. Kind of hoping Santa Claus might bring me a bigger rig for Christmas this year, but the way the economy's getting ready to go in the tubes, I don't think it'd be wise to spend that money right now.
But I think I'd either shoot for next Christmas or maybe late summer. It might pick up once we get everybody vaccinated and get that happiness out of the way. You can get back to normal, but... Yeah, you're coming in. I'm not sure who's running that. I see AK4HR Mike is on, and I'm not sure if he's got the net tonight or not. Mike, can you text me? This is KN4RJN. I'm not sure Mike's watching his screen or listening to his radio. He's on, but he may be away from it. Hey, Jim, good talking to you. It's working good. Enjoy Echolink. I've chatted with folks in England before on it. I disconnected my microphone and my speakers from my computer so I could use the radio. But yeah, you can talk to anybody in the world on this thing.
Yeah, when I first started looking into it, from what I was reading, it looked like it was saying I had to have some kind of special license. And I thought, well, I got a technician's license. So I was up at the Harley-Davidson place. I usually sit over there for a couple of minutes before I have to go to work, smoke, and talk on the radio with a couple of people. And they said, no, technician's license will do you. You can get on Echolink. We'll be glad to have you. So here I am. I haven't tried to make any contacts with anybody overseas yet. Still, I just now started using this today. So we'll see what happens, get used to using it, and hopefully I'll be able to do some contacts overseas. As far as the COVID vaccine, well, I'm going to be one of them that ain't going to take it. I don't take the flu shot because every time I do, I get sick. And I don't know what it is about the flu shot, but, you know, I got pretty good health for 63 years old. I'm just going to have to take my chances with it.
I'm 66, and I don't miss a year on my flu shot. Got the flu shot, got shingles vaccine. I need to go get the pneumococcal pneumonia shot. But 20 years in the Army, I've been vaccinated against everything to include bubonic plague. So I think COVID would probably have to fight its way in, but I'm not going to take any chances. I'll be one of the first ones in line.
Well, that's when I found out that I had the allergy or whatever it is to the flu shot. The first time I had it was in boot camp, and that would have been in 1975 in Orlando, Florida. I was in the Navy. They gave me the flu shot on a Friday, and I was sick until Monday morning, and thank God I didn't miss any training because of it. And when I went to the doctor that Friday afternoon, told him the symptoms, and they were looking at it, he told me I had an allergy to chicken products. And I was like, I eat chicken, I eat eggs, I don't have any problem, but you gave me that flu shot, and now I'm throwing up and actually coming out both ends, running a fever, cramps, and carrying on. And he said, yeah, he said, I wouldn't recommend you taking the flu shot anymore. But, yeah, they gave me all the shots for bubonic plague and all the way back for everything else. None of them made me sick.
That's weird. I don't know what to think about that, but, well, they don't make the COVID with eggs, so you ought to be safe on that one.
Well, I've always thought, you know, if I can't enjoy what I do in my life, what's the purpose of living it? And I'm just not going to take the risk with the COVID vaccine. And, you know, I'm afraid it's going to get to the point where they're going to say, well, you ain't going to be able to go in the grocery store or have a job or anything else if you don't take the COVID vaccine. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens then.
Well, yeah, but, you know, public health and all that, it's kind of like, you know, measles and smallpox and all that kind of stuff is shots we got as kids that, you know, to protect those that can't take it, you know, we've got to get a fair number of people vaccinated. So think about it. It's not even the virus in the shot. It's, you know, messenger RNA that screws up the virus and won't let it reproduce. So I know I got the shingles shot and got a little bit of a rash around where they gave me the shot. And he said, yeah, that's just a real mild case of shingles. I said, oh, my God, I'd hate to see it. Because that thing itched like crazy. I'd hate to see a full-blown case of that on me. So I was glad I got that one.
Yeah, my son got shingles real bad back about 2 or 3 years ago. But I've always wondered about that with a vaccination. You know, if you take the vaccine that is supposed to protect you from the virus, why would you worry whether I have the virus or not? If you're protected with the vaccine, you shouldn't get it, right?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, strange things happen in the human body, so I defer to those that have had some medical training beyond battlefield first aid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I got you on that one. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But anyhow, that's just hanging out down here in the basement. Got the grandkids come over today, and the son come up, and his wife had dinner with us. Mom made a big pot of chili for us tonight, so we've had our dinner, and he's gone on home. I think he's leaving the grandkids here. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So we'll see what happens with that.
Roger that, James. Well, listen, you take care of yourself and come on back in about a half hour and join in on the net and enjoy your grandkids and you have a good evening. I'll say 73s to you and I'm back on out of here. This is KN4RJ and I am clear.
Roger that, John. You coming back on the net, we'll see you on the net. I'll probably going to step upstairs for a few minutes and play with the grandkids a little while before the net starts. So 73's back at you, KO4, BYU is clear.